This is WLRN Sunday Breakfast with the Arts, creative conversations from South Florida and beyond. I'm Caroline Brader Watts. The Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year. Executive Director Gregory von Hausch didn't start his career in film, but has always looked at life with a cinematic eye. I remember you from the world of theater, not immediately or not at the beginning from the world of film. Tell us a little bit about the theater world and what you were doing and how you made that transition into a film festival.
I graduated in theater from the University of Florida back in 1972. I had an assistantship at the University of California, Santa Barbara. So I started saving money. I convinced some of my other Florida players to go in with me. And over the next year, we saved up money. I had a whole bunch of jobs in South Florida, everything from pumping gas to being an electrician to driving a Black Angus truck with a big cow on top of it when I was a vegetarian.
Oh, my.
Teaching workshops to seniors on Miami Beach. So over that year, we saved up enough money and created the Hippodrome Theater in Gainesville in April of 73. We all loved going to the movies. It was our escape. We'd go to the movies, and we'd think about how we could adapt things, and we got permission to do the first stage adaptations of They Shoot Horses, Don't They?, we worked with Paul Mazursky on Next Stop Greenwich Village. We did Carnal Knowledge. We did the John Osborne script of Tom Jones. So we had a very cinematic approach. We did the first outside of New York production of Vanities, and I used slides throughout it and a montage of the music from those different periods. So we always thought of ourselves as marrying the two mediums, and that made it a lot more fun for us, and I think for our audiences as well. Theater had its immediate gratification every night, and doing films, and I've done a few, is really a boring, tedious process of actually doing it. And when it's finally over, you're just so spent, you just limp back to your rental place and go from there. But I do enjoy seeing movies and having the audience share the same excitement I had when I was doing a film. And I love our concept that we have that we brought back for this year called Around the World in 80 Nights, where we'll celebrate a different country every night, sometimes a few countries during the day, with food and music and fashion, culminating with a film from that country. And that's a fun thing that our audience really seems to enjoy. To me, film is the perfect art form because it brings in everything. It brings in art and movement and direction and acting and song and technical aspects. It can take you around the world and out of this universe in the blink of an eye. It can do so much, and it transports people so wonderfully to memories, to emotions, to experience, like no other art form can. Others can represent it. Film can immerse yourself in it. And it's just a fascinating form. And I'm sure other people with other mediums feel as strong as I do about film, but I really think it's true. It is the one uniter of all the art forms.
For the complete schedule for the Fort Lauderdale International Film Festival, visit FLIFF.com. Be sure to follow me on Twitter @ArtsRadio for WLRN. I'm Caroline Brader Watts.